G'day everyone. How's your world? Haven't been listening to a lot of audio booze the last few days. Been a little bit busy. Head down, bum up, as they say. And just getting into it. I hope your world's going well. I haven't been able to keep up with what all you're doing. Maybe over this weekend. It's Friday night now. I'll be able to catch up with some of what the community's doing. But I thought I'd say hello as I walk down the road to go and dance a little tango tonight on a rather pleasant night. Yes, not overly hot. Yeah, the heat's still out of the atmosphere. We've got a little bit of cloud cover on this dark night, but you know, it's very pleasant. I'm wearing jeans and a long sleeve rolled up shirt, so I'm quite comfortable wearing jeans. I'm not sweating like a pig. So no, it's lovely, lovely weather. Not, you know, a little bit warmer than autumn, but that's okay. It is not autumn yet. Still way off. So I thought I'd fill you in on a couple of things that have been happening the last couple of times that I've got on the audio boo digital machinery. I've got waylaid by a few other things. About 3 weeks ago, I was asked, do you want to go to Singapore? Hell no. About this time last year, we had just finished a job. It was a job that I got pulled into to help get urban art projects out of some difficult times. Just as I came off the movie, The Wolverine, down in Sydney. And I busted my ass over the Christmas period, along with everybody else. We worked friggin' hard, you know, big, big days right through summer. And we got this job done. It's some playground equipment there, basically stylized mud skippers that made out of fiberglass that the kids can crawl all over in the playground in a shopping centre in Singapore. And along with other bits and pieces, you know, little jiggy, springy, ridey, spinny things that they can have fun on, you know, sort of things, general playground stuff for kids under, say, 8 years of age. So we built all this stuff and we shipped it off to Singapore, and one thing led to another, and they sat in their containers and cooked in probably 80 degree heat inside the boxes, and they weren't built in the right way because of reasons that I'm not privy to, because I wasn't even there when the decisions were made. Anyway, the whole job went utterly, utterly pear-shaped, and it's coming back to bite us on the arse, and there needs to be some remediation work done. So the question was asked, Ian, do you want to go to Singapore? And hell no. I didn't make the mess. Why should I have to clean it up? So they went and asked a couple other guys who would be lackeys and one other competent technician. And eventually the boss turned around and said, yeah, okay, the competent technician, we'll keep him. But the lackeys we're not interested in because, you know, they're just not going to be cost effective. You've got to find accommodation, airfares, yada, yada, yada for them. It's got to be Ian or one other guy who's got to go. So it was put to this other fellow and myself last week. One of you got to go. And we both just, with this forlorn, sad puppy dog look on our face, go, no. No, we don't want to go to Singapore and work on this horror job because it could be just horrible. And eventually push came to shove and there was some meetings and it was asked, why don't we want to go? And we called it as it is about all sorts of mismanagement issues and why is it the guys on the shop floor always have to pick up the can for bad decisions made earlier on in the design process or the manufacturing or the project management. Bad decisions are made, but it's we on the bottom of the heap who have to pick up the mess. The shit always flows to the bottom, as the saying goes. And everybody went, yeah, I get that. I get why you don't want to do it, but somebody's got to go. And then I got on a hobby horse about support. And one thing led to another, and I basically read the Riot Act. Now, I'm a casual employee. You know, like they can sack me with 4 hours notice, and I can sack them with 4 hours notice, which is why when we had a discussion earlier in the year about my employment situation, I said, I'm really happy not being permanent because I like to have the independence to take a day off when I choose. Sure, I don't get holiday pay, I don't get sick pay, I don't get a few of the benefits, but I can at least call the shots. So I basically told them what I thought. I said, you know, we're not getting support. We end up stranded. We don't know what to do. We need people who can make decisions if we can't make decisions. We need a pocket full of cash. We don't want to be screwed around over a couple hundred dollars for some materials that will mean the job will be finished a couple days earlier. We just want the support. And the promises came through. And one person in particular made those promises, who I have seen rise to the occasion and follow through. So I trust her. And if all goes well, that should be the case. So I eventually, because somebody had to, and the other guy was broken, and I was not quite broken, I relented and I said, okay, so long as it all follows through, I'll go to Singapore. So this is all old news to me. I'm actually only catching you guys up to it. This was early last week, so this is 10-day-old news. So on the 10th of February, I go to Singapore for 10 days, 10th to the 20th of February, which excites me in a few reasons. The work does not excite me. No, it doesn't. But that's the reason I'm there. But it excites me for a few other reasons. We're preparing things so that hopefully we can hedge our bets. Hopefully we can cut off at the pass some of the problems before we get there. So we're putting a few things in place, we're taking some materials, we're organising supplies and materials there on site. Hopefully we'll get our act together and we'll forestall some of the issues. We're going to go hard the first few days, and if all goes well, we'll be on top of it, and then we might have a little bit of breathing space. And if there is a bit of breathing space, if we prepare for the worst and hope for the best, which is the way I'm operating, I might be able to do some really cool audio booths, shoot a little bit of video, do a little bit of social mumbo jumbo, have a bit of fun, go and dance a little bit of tango in Singapore, do a bit of sightseeing, and see a bit of the place. I'm hoping, I'm not expecting, I'm hoping that we might be able to break the back of this thing in the first week and actually have the weekend off in the middle, and then tidy it up the following week and even have a couple of days towards the end of the week. If we finish way early, like 5 days early, they'll bring us home. They'll pay the extra airfare costs and save on accommodation and bring us home. But if it's only a day or two, it's probably not worth worrying about, and they'll just let us stay there and catch a flight home. And if that's the case, we could end up having a couple of days swanning around Singapore. I have no idea what's going to happen. It could be a horror show and it'll be 16-hour days and we won't look sideways and we'll come back bleary-eyed and completely burnt out. Or it could be an opportunity to just earn wages on the company chit with accommodation and food and enjoy Singapore for what it has to offer. So I've been doing a little bit of research, making sure I've got Foursquare and Yelp to find good things. I've had a few people on Twitter already suggest a few blogs to go and visit to find some great restaurants. There's a particularly good restaurant area in the centre of Singapore. Fortunately, we're staying at a really, really kick-ass nice hotel in the centre of Singapore. And where we're working is a 20-minute train trip just west of Singapore Centre. And yeah, it could be good. It could be really good and it could be really horrible. And I have no idea. I'd be happy to not go still. Even now, yep, no worries. Thank you very much. Want to send somebody else? Great, let them go. I'd be happy to do that. But if I have to go, which is what I've signed up for, I will make the best of it and we'll see what happens. That's probably the thing that I'm preparing for the most. And as part of that, I thought, well, if I'm going to go to Singapore, I don't want to hump my MacBook Pro, 2008 vintage, pretty heavy. Don't we get spoiled by new technology? I loved that machine when I first got it, but now it feels like a rock. So I thought, I don't feel like lumping that. And it was also a bit spotty. It could easily stop working while I'm there. So you may have seen, if you follow me closely, I know many of you don't, last week I went and got myself a new iPad Air and a Logitech clamshell keyboard to go with it, Bluetooth keyboard. And so it basically forms a bit of a case. It's pretty damn cool. It works brilliantly. So I've now got an iPad Air. So I'm taking that as my digital interface along with my iPhone. I believe the company's going to get us some local SIMs. So we'll be, at least our phones will be local phone internet connected. And that's fine. I'm happy to use the iPad on Wi-Fi only. So yeah, it's all been pretty exciting and a bit of a whirlwind. So I've now got an iPad. It's a bit interesting in that I so love my 27-inch iMac, I'm not particularly enamoured by the iPad. It's nice, but I've got my iPhone in my pocket and I've got the 27-inch iMac when I'm sitting at the desk, which I much rather because it's got massive acreage. So the iPad doesn't really float my boat, but we'll see when I get to Singapore and it's my major device what I think. So this week has been sorting that out and bits and pieces that I need to get ready. So I've got another week before I go, and it's okay. Other than that, it's only been work, head down, bum up, and exercise. The exercise is getting good, people. I'm starting to feel good. Oh, that's right. I don't think I mentioned Thursday of last week. We had a massive downpour, just chucked it down. Huge weather system. Covered all of southeast Queensland. Massive, just chucking it down. I looked at the radar and I thought, there's no use even trying to wait this out. It's just going to last for a long time. I'm as well ride home. So I'd ridden to work, so I rode my bicycle home. It took a lot longer, but I went belly up. Hey, have I mentioned this in a previous audio book? I'm not sure. But I went belly up as I was coming off one of the bridges and took a bit of bark off. But I've recovered from that pretty damn well. So bounced back now. So I'm feeling good. The old body is starting to feel reinvigorated with some new fitness that I haven't had in a couple of years. I've had moderate fitness, but I'm starting to get really, really good, strong fitness back. And I haven't felt this way for a good many years. It's really quite wonderful. So that's my sum total of exciting things for the last week and a bit that I haven't really been communicating with you. Thank you for listening, if you've come this far. And thanks for participating. Oh, by the way, yes, and also the wondering process is happening at work. As I get time, I actually unclock, because I'm a casual, I do. I just don't charge them for the hours, and I spend a bit of time working on the cases for wondering, which Phil Sorrell, Bernie Goldbach, and I are working on. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just have a look at the hashtag WUNDERING, wondering, and you'll start to see a little bit of what's going on. And so that's processing in the background. So everybody, thank you very much for hanging about, and I'll talk to you later. Have a great day, evening, night, whatever you're up to. Have fun. Thanks for being in my world. Bye-bye for now.